The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealers, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Now, 0% financing is still in effect. Zero money down, no payments for 90 days. Hustle to BillCurryFord.com to get the details on that. And Bill Curry Ford, they're paying top dollar for your vehicle. They want your vehicle. Your trade-in may be worth $1,000, $3,000, $8,000 more than you actually think it is. And General Manager Sean Sullivan can help you with that and give you the Ira Kaufman discount, even in the form of giving you more money for your trade-in. But they'll buy your vehicle even if you don't buy a vehicle from them. BillCurryFord.com. 65 years serving the community, family-owned, makes a difference. Shop now at BillCurryFord.com. All the December offers are going to start filing in. So if you're in the shopping search, get there today. Pay attention. And again, reach out to GM Sean Sullivan. He will help you personally. You can find him at the website, BillCurryFord.com.
This was no modern art masterpiece.
And thank you to our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration. If you were cleaning up this holiday week and found mold, you have to address it immediately. Happens all the time. You need a licensed mold remediation specialist, and you have to get on it immediately by calling Florida's Elite Restoration. They'll come out, give you a free inspection. Maybe it's water damage, fire damage, flood, mold, storm damage, whatever happens at your home. You got to call them first before you call your insurance company to make sure your insurance company isn't going to box you into a nightmare. They are not necessarily on your side. Florida's Elite Restoration has 5-star Google reviews, and they're a one-stop shop. They can mitigate your mold. They can rebuild something for you. If you have a flood in your kitchen, they can get you a new kitchen if that's what it calls for. Florida's Elite Restoration, call them first. Mention Ira Kaufman or Joe Bucks fan, and you'll get $500 back if you need their service after a free inspection. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Huge Buccaneers victory yesterday. Huge, absolutely huge, because where would they be without it? That we don't even want to think about that. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com, Ira Kaufman, Lee DeKemper, of course, are on the podcast. Ira is the sage of Tampa Bay sports. Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the water damage whisperer, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton. And a little twist today, Ira and Lee recorded last night at the stadium after they got all their stuff done. They patrolled the locker room, and they've got plenty to share. And we'll be back with another episode this week, probably two. I think this is going to be a bonus week episode, so that's going to be a cool thing. Let's kick it right over to Ira. We'll jump in mid-conversation.
I'll put it succinctly, Lee. They've got a long way to go, but it's a start. They stopped the bleeding for one Sunday afternoon in front of a lousy, lousy home crowd. I couldn't believe how many empty seats there were.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. It's not like the Bucks were, 3-7. They were in first place when the day began. They were in first place when the day ended, despite the hard-charging Panthers, who were starting to scare the hell out of me and should scare every Buck fan in the world, because they just beat what is arguably the best team in the league, in the Rams, and out-dueled them in a shootout with Bryce Young. He outplayed Matt Stafford. Now, getting back to the Bucks. Well, you and I were looking up there, in the upper deck. I even thought some of the club seats, the corners, Lee, half empty in some sections.
Yeah.
Some sections.
Yeah.
Now, I know people...
That was in the second quarter.
Yeah, I know. People love to go to the concession stands and get their beers and stuff, but... Lee, it was that way when the game started, and it was that way when, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was like midway through the second quarter. It wasn't like people just got there and getting late.
And, of course, you saw the post on Joe Bucks Fan well before the game started that there were a lot of seats available at the reasonable prices. Mm-hmm. Very reasonable price.
Under face value.
So why do I say they got a long way to go? Well, Lee, by the sheer numbers, they were outplayed today in many respects. Outplayed. Brissett, who's, he's playing well. He is playing well, even though they've lost 9 out of 10.
He's still a backup.
Yeah, he's still a backup. He threw for 206 yards in the second half. I mean, that can't happen. This pass defense is very shaky, Lee. Now, they got a rookie quarterback coming in next week in New Orleans. But he didn't play badly today against Miami. And they got to play Carolina twice. So everything's far from decided in this NFC. It is a two-team race. Atlanta's out of it.
Yeah.
And the Saints are the Saints. We understand that. Lee, to me... Other than the final score, the positive takeaways for me today were Godwin and Irving.
Yes.
Godwin looked really good, Lee. Now, he only caught three balls, but they were big. On the third snap of the game, he caught a little ball on third down on the right sideline. Mm-hmm. It should have been, you know, maybe a first down on third and nine. It was 25 yards. Mm-hmm. That's vintage Godwin, yards after the catch. He might have had one drop. You know, if Mike Evans comes back, and I was told today by a strong person of influence that he's 2 weeks away. It was said definitively. Mike Evans is 2 weeks away from being back on the field.
I have an idea who you're referring to. Strong person of influence.
Strong person of influence. So when that happens, if that happens, if you've got Godwin being Godwin, Egbuka's a hell of a rookie. And then you add Evans to the mix, and he should be fully healthy, according to my source, Lee. And then you got Tez Johnson, and who knows what McMillan's going. I mean, this could be a very strong receiving core by mid-January.
Sunday morning, Ian Rappaport, we know who he talks to, he reported that Jalen McMillan is expected to resume practicing this week.
When he comes back, he's going to be the fourth or fifth receiver on this team because they didn't have Egbuka last year, you know, and they didn't have Godwin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I thought Irving looked better as the game went on.
Yes, he got in the flow of things.
He got in the flow of things. Mm-hmm. Now, his final average, 3.6. All right, that's not really the Bucky Irving that we know and love. But he gives you that big play potential that I think they've been missing. Mm-hmm. Poor Sean Tucker. I mean, he had a couple of stuff. And I thought one of the highlights, there were a couple of highlights. Of course, Tristan Wirfs catching a touchdown. And I don't know, I can't say this loudly enough. Payne Dorham caught a ball. Payne Dorham caught an 11-yard pass today. He's on the scoreboard, Lee. Okay. He caught one ball this season.
Do you think that's residue from that botched pick six or scoop and score, whatever you call it?
No, because he only caught one ball. He only caught one ball. Mayfield was okay. You know, I give him credit for gutting it out.
Yes.
He didn't throw any interceptions.
He was okay for being hurt.
And he didn't mind running.
Yeah, usually when he's hurt, he doesn't run. This time he did.
That 21-yard run was a big one.
Yes.
It was a big one.
Now, this surprised me. I give credit for Steve. He dug this up. There's an article on JoeBucksFan.com right now. You and I both remarked several times. We were sitting next to each other. We remarked to each other several times during the game that, man, this defense looks lethargic, looks soft. Well, apparently, this is the second lowest point total Arizona's had this year.
You know, I noticed that. That surprised me.
Same with me.
Because Kyler Murray wasn't playing that good in the beginning. That did surprise me. Lee, 7 of their 9 losses are by 4 points or less. They just don't know how to win, Arizona.
Don't know how to win.
But there's no quit. There's no quit.
No.
Here's the flip side that I think Bowles has to address this. He talks about killer instinct. Lee, they were winning 17-3.
Thank you.
17-3 over a stumble bum team.
Yeah, put your foot on their chest, you know?
You know, and, you know, who knows what happens without McLaughlin's long field goal. I mean, in between, they threw two touchdown passes.
Stumble bum, I like that.
This guy McBride's really good. Like,
he's a good
he's
guy.
Really good. Yeah, he's really good. The Bucs don't have a guy like that.
No.
At the tight end position. They just don't. But they made that stop at the end, Lee. They did make the stop.
I was talking to Jamel Dean after the game, and I basically told him, I said, are you the secret weapon? And what are you talking about? And I said, I'm pretty sure it's 2, maybe 3. But I told him, I said, the Bucs have only won 2 games the past 2 years when you didn't start. He was shocked by that.
That's outstanding.
He was shocked by that. Said, yeah.
He's going to try to take that to the bank. Literally.
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 Negotiations, yeah. And he's like, he was taken aback. You got to be kidding me. And he just couldn't believe that. And I asked him about the 4 down stop to end the game. And he was saying, well, I guess, you know, we got motivated. I said, what do you mean? And I'm paraphrasing, motivated. What do you mean?
That's
he goes, well, we
point.
Got we yeah. got chewed out. I said, who did the chewing? And he said, the head man. And what did he say, Jamel? I don't want to give it up. All right. So I walked down to the end of the locker room. There's Levante David. And I said, Levante, did Todd Bowles chew you guys out? Oh, yeah. I said, when? Right before the 4 down stop, you know, holy smokes. And this was so, you'll love what Levante David said. He shouldn't have had to do that.
And you know why he did? Because Bowles saw the game slipping away.
He saw
it slipping away.
He saw everything. Yes. He saw everything all of us saw. Did any of us, every Silver Bucks fan, anybody in the press box, any coach on the sidelines really think that they were going to shut them down, that Arizona wasn't going to maybe get a field goal, maybe get a touchdown, or at least scared of? Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. He saw what was happening finally. You know, one of the biggest critiques against Todd is he doesn't have a feel for the game. He sure had a feel for that game right then and there.
Bucks kicking game was strong. McLaughlin, 9 for 9 on 50 plus. I mean, that's unbelievable. 9 for 9.
You're right. You know, you're right, though. Where would they be without that field goal?
And, you know, of course, he didn't start the season in good fashion, McLaughlin.
And missed a couple, right?
Neither did Riley Dixon, who was very good today.
Yes.
Really good. Lee, on the last punt of the day, his fifth punt, 59 yards, and they started on their 9-yard line.
It helps.
The fourth down play, Lee, I think it was, might have been 4th and 2. I can't remember. Yeah, it was 4th and 2. He threw it over the middle, Brissett. Servassier Dennis was there. It wasn't a particularly good throw, but I wouldn't say the guy was wide open. And you and I and a lot of Buck Nation people scream about guys being wide ass open, and that wasn't the case on 4th and 2. I was glad to see that.
Well, you know, I just seen Arizona was constantly throwing short passes over the middle.
He's digging and yards after catch.
Yeah.
You know, Bowles was not happy with the tackling, especially in the second half. I don't blame him.
You remarked, I think, I can't remember what play it was, and you're like, can't these guys use their arms?
Wrap up. Wrap up. So they got to play better than this, Lee, if they want to do any damage. They got to play better.
The eyeball test, it did not pass the eyeball test. But statistically, I mean, as far as holding Arizona down to their second lowest scoring game,
yes,
that surprised me because I didn't think that was the case. Just the eyeball test, they didn't look that great. You know, you mentioned that Bucky Irving got better as the game went on, but I'm just talking about the defense. I don't know what it was. They're just lethargic. That word just keeps coming up. Lethargic. They didn't have a spark.
Bowles is still looking for that killer instinct. Well, he's still looking for it.
I'm starting to worry about this. Within a span of 3 weeks, you had the starting quarterback and your borderline Hall of Fame linebacker unload on the teammates. Like, you guys got to snap out of it. You got killer instinct, Baker Mayfield said, 2 times in 3 weeks. And now the 4th week, the head coach had to unload on the defense in the 4th quarter. Why do these guys have to be motivated like that? And we hear Bowles talk about, McCollum, he's bored. What is going on?
I wish Lavane would tell us what kind of verbiage Bowles used, because I think it was X-rated. And so do you. For a guy who seems totally laid back on the sidelines, that's not always the case with Bowles.
Yes, you're right.
Especially behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But this is during the game. He was so pissed off that they let Arizona hang around. 17-3, what are you doing? Now it's 17-10, then it's 20-10. What are you doing? Now it's 20-17. They got to play better than this, Lee. If they really want to do any damage this season, will they win the division? Probably.
It's going to be a fight.
I'm far from sure that they're going to sweep Carolina. That is far from certain.
Is it hyperbole? I don't think it is, but is it hyperbole? That 4-down stand in the game, that might be the difference in the season. Because they lose this game, they're in second place.
I don't think that's hyperbole.
If they're in second place after today, I don't know if they get back in the first.
Yeah, Carolina's having a bye week. Then they got to play the Saints. Mm-hmm. You know, so even if the Bucs beat the Saints, then Carolina's going to play the Saints. And then face the Bucs twice, I believe, in the last 3 weeks of the season. I believe Carolina's also got to play Seattle. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Bucs play anybody like Seattle down the stretch. No. That's one of the Bucs' signature wins this year with the 49ers. I mean, I think that's basically their signature wins. They played well enough to win. I don't even know if I'm going to go there, Lee. I mean,
well enough to win, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they did win.
My highlight was seeing Simeon Rice call. And in my column, I said the biggest surprise of the day was Rice only talked for a couple of minutes. Because you know he can talk, Lee. He can talk. And by the way, for the listeners who need to know this, and I'll share it with them, I went downstairs 3 minutes before halftime because I knew a lot of these...
Oh, that's where you went.
Yeah, a lot of these Bucks, you know, and I wanted to see Gruden and I wanted to see Arians. Within a 5 minute span, Lee, I got into a verbal altercation with Warren Sapp. I'm going to use that as a badge of honor, DeKemper. I am, instead of getting upset about it, I'm going to look at it as a positive. Nobody could get under that man's skin like me, and I'm proud of it. It started with a handshake and ended with Sapp walking away from me.
Wow. The only you can go from a handshake to... Warren Sapp hollering at you in a couple seconds. I want to bring this up. This happened in the game. You know, Godwin, like you said, Godwin looked like his old self. When Bucky Irving scored his 13-yard touchdown, Godwin had a hell of a block.
Yes, he did. So did Gedeke.
Yes.
So did Gedeke. Gedeke
did too. Godwin sprung him. Godwin sprung him for that touchdown. And I asked, and now tell me this doesn't sound like Godwin. I asked Godwin after the game, did the Bucks miss your block? He goes, what do you mean? I said, is this team getting enough blocking downfield? Because, and I told him, I said, your block sprung the touchdown.
It's hard to quantify it. It's hard.
Yeah, and Godwin, he goes, I don't know if they necessarily missed my blocking, but he said the team does need to block downfield much better.
What'd you notice about the Wirfs touchdown that was, a 10 out of 10 on entertainment value? What did you notice?
I didn't think it was that entertaining. It was almost boring.
It was a third down play, right?
Yeah,
third down.
He was so wide open. The thing I liked about it was it was a misdirection, and everybody on the Arizona defense bit. Everybody
bit. So misdirection
bit.
To the right.
Yes.
And then Wirfs sneaks out to the left.
Yes, and that's just where he just sneaks out. I don't know how a guy that big sneaks out, but he did. And he was just wide, as Bruce Arians said, wide ass open. It was like a layup. Now, what I did think was pretty cool, I'm not saying that Wirfs is not popular in the locker room. I didn't know he was this popular. I know you went to bowls and you do your own thing. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Lavonte David kept walking. There's media in front of Wirfs' locker. And Lavonte David was behind the media in front of Wirfs. Wirfs could easily see him. He kept walking back and forth yelling, touchdown T, touchdown T.
Vita Vea was doing the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Vita Vea was like, Tutty, Tutty, big
yeah,
man,
yeah,
Tutty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize until then how popular Wirfs is in that locker room.
They love when the grunts get to score. Lee.
Yeah, that's what Godwin said.
Yeah.
And now I asked Godwin about it, and he said, well, you saw the reaction, all the players. Now, by the way, that reaction, you're talking about the play? I was more impressed by the reaction. Graham Barton picked up Tristan Wirfs.
Ooh. First of all, I didn't know he was that strong.
Yeah, that's a feat. Now, granted, Wirfs may have jumped a little bit, but he held him up. You got to be some kind of man to do that.
That was the highlight. That was the highlight.
I saw Bowles walking to the coach's office. He walked from the podium through the locker room. I said, Todd, you got a problem on your hands now? And he kind of looked at me like, what do you mean? And I said, all of a sudden you got Wirfs wanting the ball now? He just busted out laughing.
And the Glazers were back in their reception line spot, all smiles. All
as
smiles.
They should be.
They must have been nervous as hell going down the stretch. I mean,
when
Arizona
was.
Got that ball, and it's, even though it was their nine, they only needed a field goal to send the game into overtime. They didn't need a touchdown. Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Now, what you mentioned this earlier, Bucky, you thought he got stronger later.
I did.
Did it look like the old Bucky once he got going, once he got some rushes under his belt?
I thought he was very close to breaking a few runs.
Yes.
Very close. There was one when he made about nine different cuts for a 5-yard run.
Yeah.
I mean, that's vintage Irving.
I thought that was one, like you, I thought he was going to bust that one. He made so many moves.
It looks like they're going to get some players back, Lee. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Bredesen was back?
Yes. Your impressions on him?
I thought the run game was decent. Not great.
Run game's okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
I did not like the pass blocking. I didn't think the pass blocking was that sharp at all.
Sweat had a couple of sacks.
What do you think is going on with the offense? Is it because they just have had zero cohesion this year?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, they're trying to compensate for the right guard. Guy tries as hard as he can. But he's not Malk, you know, in terms of a fighter, a grinder.
And then Bredesen goes down, and before that, Wirfs goes down.
Gedeke's playing outstanding football, considering everything he's been through.
That's fair.
He's really a good player.
Since you used that qualifier, that's fair. I mean, I'm not saying he's bad, but I don't, you know, at one point last year in, you know, to start the season, I thought maybe a Pro Bowler. I don't know about now, but.
By the way, Lee, we shouldn't let this go without mentioning, because Wirfs didn't want to talk about it. I didn't ask Bowles about it because he wasn't going to say anything. But the officials didn't have a very good day today, Lee. That holding call on Wirfs was abominable. It was abominable.
You would have told
the guy
that.
Fell down before he even got to Wirfs. Wirfs didn't do anything.
You started something in the locker room. You went up to Wirfs.
I did.
And you said something like, that was terrible call, Tristan.
And
he smiled. And
yeah,
like,
he goes, I can't say much about it.
And then you heard what I said, right?
But he obviously thought it was a horrible call.
You heard what I said. Then he joined. I said, you like your money, right, Tristan? And he's like, yeah, I like my money. I can't.
There was also a Tez Johnson call when I didn't think he did anything.
Now,
offensive pass interference or something?
Well, to me, it looked like he got called for setting a pick.
I think that's right. But I didn't think it should have. I don't think it should have been called. No, it wasn't egregious.
I mean, you could easily could look the other way. But I thought that's what it was. I mean, technically, it's offensive interference. But realistically, it looked like they got him for setting a pick.
Lee, 7-5, big picture. 7-5, 5 games left. To me, well, obviously, if they went out, they win the division. If they go 4-1, they win the division at 11-6, which is what I predicted for them. I'm not going to accept anything less than 4-1 down the stretch. You want to lose to Carolina? Fine. Once. You don't lose to New Orleans, Miami, You know, they're playing a little bit better, but it's Miami. You know, they got nothing to play for.
Good team should beat them, yeah.
Good team should beat them.
Now, Winfield had an interesting play today. What do you think about his play? He's been kind of invisible of late.
Don't forget to give Dean credit.
He tipped the ball. Yeah,
Dean tipped the ball. I mean, Dean seems to make a play almost every time, almost every game. Yeah. You know, he's either picking
the ball. Year.
He really is. And I killed this guy all off season. Maybe I've inspired him. Lee.
There you go.
You know, he should give me part of his money if he cashes in as a free agent.
Give you a tip. But how ethically strong is that? You're first to admit, I killed the guy.
And it was nice to see Winfield come up with the pick. Mm-hmm. Logan Hall made a play. I thought Vita Vea got the strip. They gave it to Logan Hall.
They gave Logan Hall, yeah.
And Vita Vea told me after the game, I think Hall did it. And who falls on it? The Bucks' best defensive player, Tyke Smith. Tyke Smith he's another guy that makes a play every game.
Is he playing better than Dean?
Close, but he hasn't missed any games.
Bingo.
So I'll give him that.
Bingo, he's consistently there. Now, Zion McCollum, what do you think? Did he get better?
Better.
As the game went on?
Better. They tested him early.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
I don't blame him. I would too.
Yeah, they threw to the right, to their right, right off the bat.
That seems like a mismatch to me. Harrison against McCollum.
I think Harrison left with an injury at some point. Look, the only guy they had trouble with was McBride. And you know, he's got 8 touchdowns.
He was a lot of teams' trouble.
You know, he caught 11. I think he caught 110 passes last year.
Wow.
And he's got 80-something this year.
That's a lot for a tight end.
He's right there with Brock Bowers as the great young tight ends in this league.
Ooh, that's heavy. Brock
Bowers got nobody to throw him the ball. Nobody.
Geno Smith's terrible.
Yeah. You think Kyler Murray struggles. I mean, Geno Smith's been terrible this year. Absolutely so. So here the Raiders are again, looking for a quarterback. You know, let's see what Brady can work his magic or something. But anyway, Lee, 7-5. Does this put an end to the Bulls skeptics calling for a scalp?
80% no.
Probably not.
No,
80%. Probably not. We'll see what the flash poll comes up with this week.
There's comments on Joe Bucks fan shortly after the game. It's about
already? After a win?
Yeah, after a win. Now, the comment is 2 words. Fireball. They're relentless. They're relentless.
Lee, if they end up 11-6, I mean, what are we going to say? I mean, a lot of injuries this year.
Well, I've been clear about this in the past, and I got to be consistent. If you improve every year, I don't know how they get rid of you. Yeah, I know Todd gives people a lot of ammunition, and even I admit that he doesn't. It's just at times he doesn't appear to have a feel for the game. Today he did. A lot of times he doesn't. But if you improve your record every year for 4 years, I don't know how you get rid of a guy.
Here's one part of the game, Lee, that I don't think we should overlook. It's only one possession, but it was a lousy possession. The Bucks had a chance to salt the game away, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did.
McBride scored with about 5 minutes left. It's a 3-point game. The Bucks are getting the ball. You know, if they do one of these 4-minute drives, I don't care if you run it or you pass it. But keep the ball. You don't have to score.
Eat the clock.
Keep it away from Arizona. And they didn't do it, Lee.
No.
They didn't do it. I think that pisses off Mayfield really to a strong degree. He's upset about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's all of the above, what I'm going to say. I don't know if it's a little bit of everything. You know, like lack of cohesion, the injuries. Technically new. I mean, Grizzard's technically new. And by the way, a lot of people kill Grizzard. I'm not saying he's Liam Cohen. I'm not saying he's Bill Walsh. But he has been in a no-win situation. Never called plays before. You lose your Hall of Fame wide receiver. You lose possibly your Hall of Fame left tackle for a few games.
Your right tackle.
Your whole offensive line is shot. You never had a game with your starting 5 offensive linemen. Your number one running back goes out. That's a tall task for anybody, much less a guy that's never called plays before.
You know what's ironic, too, Lee, is between Canales and Cone, they're doing bang-up jobs. This year.
Don't feed the wolves. You're giving them ammo.
Yeah. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that Grizzard's going to be a hot candidate at this point.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
You probably don't think he will be.
No.
I mean, they averaged 28, 29 points last year with Cone. They're not doing that this year. And they only scored 20. And Arizona's defense doesn't scare anybody. And they got 2 takeaways.
Yeah.
You know, 2 extra possessions. I can't say enough about Canales, Lee. I mean, what a win.
Yeah.
What a win.
Yeah. I will say this about the Bucks today. I saw something that I haven't seen before, and it's promising. I saw Sean Tucker block a guy. His big bugaboo is pass pro. He blocked a guy coming in on Mayfield.
Late in the game.
I've never seen that before. So that's promising. That his really his big the thing that's dragged him down more than anything his pass protection. I know, for example, in training camp, he was a turnstile. Guys blew right by him. But today was the first time I saw him squarely block a guy. And I'm thinking to myself, if he develops that, he's going to get more snaps.
Lee, what it appears to be inevitable, and we said this a few weeks ago, is this thing is going to go down to the wire again.
Oh, the division?
Again. Just like, you know, years past. They don't wrap this thing up December 12th. They don't do that, these Buccaneers. I kind of can't wait till the two games against Carolina. I think it's going to be tremendous. That's where this thing's going to be won or lost.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Carolina's thinking they're going to sweep the Bucs. That's the way they're looking at it. Carolina's got a bye, and then they play New Orleans. So you figure the Bucs, you would think the Bucs will be 8-5 after next week. They can't shake the Panthers. They can't shake them.
Had they lost, they had a chance to. Had they been the Carolina Panthers.
You might have to go to Charlotte, Lee. I don't know if you're planning it, but you might have to go. In the dead of winter.
Well, it's not like I'm going to Boston or something. Is that your scoop of the day about Mike Evans?
Yeah, I'm going to claim that. Okay. He's 2 weeks away from being back on the field. Definitively. Some people think it's 1 week.
Well,
my understanding is it's 2 weeks.
Well, you know, if you think about it, and it's kind of hard to believe that we're taping this Sunday evening after the game at the stadium. Tomorrow's December 1st. Initially, his prognosis was at best middle of December. And I might want to add, Evans was at the game today. He was on the sidelines. So last week in Los Angeles, I saw Jalen McMillan on the sidelines. And I thought that was a good sign. Like, whoa, they let him travel cross country. They let him be on the sidelines. He didn't have a neck brace. That's a good sign. Sure enough, a week later, oh, he's going to start practicing. So maybe Evans, you know, maybe there's a consistency here. Yeah, we'll let you watch a game from the sidelines, and then the next week we expect you to practice.
Lee, which would mean he would be back for the primetime game against Atlanta. That's what it means.
On the grass here,
on a Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
On a Thursday night.
Interesting.
This is shaping up as high voltage stuff against the Panthers. High voltage.
Must see, huh?
Yeah,
must see TV. All right, we're going to wrap it up here.
Well, last thing, wait. If the Panthers come to town at the end of the season, which I think is that the last game of the year in Tampa? Carolina at Tampa? And a division title's online? This place has to be filled. This stadium has to be filled, and I don't mean with Panther fans.
I was going
to
say, probably with Panther fans. Okay, Ira, let's wrap it up with your last thoughts of today's game.
Style points, they get a 4 out of 10.
Oh.
But it's a victory. And it ends the 4 out of 5 slide, the 3 straight slide. Maybe they can build a little bit of momentum. Maybe they get another guy back next week. Who knows? It might take 2 weeks. Evans' return's going to be big, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Not only on the field, but as a leader.
Yes.
As a leader. A guy who's been through it.
He's looked up to.
The bad times, the good times, the Super Bowl times. So don't screw up against the Saints, which I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Ultimately, they got the job done today. But in the words of the drill instructor on
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman,
Full Metal Jacket, this was no modern art masterpiece, but it's a victory.
I don't remember him saying that, but had the Bucks lost today, I'll give you another Gunnery Sergeant Hartman quote. You're in a world of shit.
Go Bucks.